We are God's original masterpiece.
Amen.
I want to welcome everybody that's on the that's going to listen to this on the internet. I ask you to please watch the video. It's going to be posted on the internet also. And after you do that, please do what we just did. We stood up here in our church, and everybody one by one said their name and repeated that they are God's original masterpiece. You've got to believe that, because you are. And what a wonderful creation he's made in you. In Ephesians 2:10, we are God's workmanship, created in Jesus Christ to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Through God's unmerited grace, not as a result of any effort, ability, intellectual choice, or act of service on our part, we became Christians. Out of gratitude for this free gift, we will seek to help and serve others with kindness, love, and gentleness. Not merely to please ourselves. We do it because God's intention is that our salvation result in of service. We are saved to serve Christ and build up his church. All of us day by day are under construction and being renovated by our God who creates a masterpiece. Paul says in Ephesians 1:4, for he chooses us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight in love. Long ago, before he even made the world, God chose us to be his very own through what Christ would do for us. He decided then to make us holy in his eyes without a single fault. We stand before him covered with his love. Unchanging plans has always been to adopt us in his own family by sending Jesus Christ to die for us. And Christ did this because he wanted praise to God for his wonderful kindness to us. So overflowing in his kindness toward us, that he took away all our sins through the blood of his Son, who we serve. God has showered down upon us the righteousness and richness of his grace. For how well he understands us, and how well he knows us in the best of times and the worst of times. With God's workmanship, we are a work of art. We are his masterpiece. Our salvation is something only God can do. It's his powerful creative work in us. God considers us his works of art. We dare not treat ourselves or others with disrespect or as inferior work. We are a work in progress. We're under construction by our God. Christ is day by day chiseling and building us. He's removing the unwanted and harmful things in our lives and rebuilding the internal workings of our heart and our mind. Just like the roads we travel on each day, the construction goes on and the traffic cones are deployed. We must steer around them just as we need to steer around things that are still obstacles in us so we don't fall into potholes or drive where the road is no longer there. We seem to want to go down the same old paths. We seem to want to travel down the same ways we've always traveled, choosing those same paths and those same roads again. Under Christ, those roads are no longer there. Now, on Route 60 going from Melbourne, Florida, at some point you can see the old Shell Road on the right-hand side there, the old Shellstone Road. You can also see some of the old wooden bridges that cross over the canals and some of the small little lakes as you're between Kissimmee and Melbourne, Florida. As a kid, I remember those. Those were the paths that we had to take to get to Kissimmee, Florida, or to get to Orlando. They were just shell roads with little old rickety wooden bridges with wooden guardrails. They're no longer safe to drive, but they're still there. But they're blocked off. see the rickety old guardrails. I used to think, even when I was a kid, I can remember hearing the clop, 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 as soon as you passed over one of those bridges. And I remember as a kid looking at those guardrails and I'm thinking, is that really going to hold this truck that I'm riding in with my grandfather? Is that really going to hold this truck going off the road into the canal? I don't think so, because I remember sometimes I saw where cars had gone off. We've come across an accident where a car had run off the road. The sheriff was there and the dive team was trying to pull the people out of the water. God is rebuilding us in a sure way. It's not like the flimsy guardrails or the old wooden bridges. Christ has provided a clear, well-maintained, strong guardrail so we won't plunge into the water. He's made a new highway for us, a new road, strong, fast road, solid ground that we can get to Him.
Amen.
Here in Florida, if you go off the road and go into the canal or into the lake, we've got alligators. Not a good thing to swim with. In the world, if we go off the road, what do we have? We have demons, we have the devil, and we have the adversary waiting for us to make that wrong turn. You know, the story is told of a little boy who was adopted. The news eventually leaked out to his school that he was an adopted child. With the callous cruelty of the children at school, some of his playmates tormented Zach and about his lack of real parents. At last, the little boy turned to the chief bully and he said, "Fine, Luke, but your parents had to take you. Mine chose me." See, we were chosen to be holy and blameless in His sight. The word holy deals with our character, and the phrase without blame deals with our conduct. It is God's settled purpose that we should be like Jesus. If you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to Ephesians 1, and we're going to read 6 through 12. Now, I'm reading this out of the Amplified Bible, or this is called the Living Bible. I do have the NIV versions and several others, but I kind of like the way this sounded. It had a nice flow to it. Ephesians 1, 6 through 12. And he writes, "And all praises to God for His wonderful kindness to us, His favor that He has poured upon us, because we belong to His dearly loved Son. So overflowing in His kindness toward us that He took away all our sins through the blood of the Son, by whom we are saved, and has showered down upon us the richness of His grace. For He understands us and knows what is best for us at all times. God has told us His secret reason for sending Christ, a plan He decided on mercy long ago. And this was His purpose, that when the time is ripe, and when we gather us all around from wherever we are, in heaven or on earth, to be with Him in Christ forever. Moreover, because of what Christ has done, we have become gifts to God with His delights, what He delights in. For part of God's sovereign plan, we were chosen from the beginning to be His, and all His things happened just as He decided long ago. God's purpose in this was that we should praise God and give glory to Him for doing these mighty things for us who were the first to trust in Christ." You know, the Bible, the Old Testament and New Testament is full of references about redemption, about the Lord wanting to save us. If you go to Isaiah 45, and 22 through 25, in Isaiah 22, the Lord says, "Turn to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other. By myself I have sworn, my mouth has uttered in all integrity, a world that will not be revoked. And a word that will not be revoked. Before me every knee will bow. By me every tongue will swear. They will say of mine, I am the Lord alone, in righteousness and strength. All who have raised against him will come to him and be put to shame. But in the Lord all the descendants of Israel will be found righteous and will exalt. This is back in the Old Testament. So the Lord already had the plan for us. You know, a young boy once made a model toy boat, and he took it to the seashore to sail it. The wind blew it briskly along the shore until a sudden gust of wind sent it far from land. Sorrowfully, the boy returned home, and sometime later he was astonished to see his boat for sale in a local store. He went in and demanded the return of the boat that he had made with his own hands. The storekeeper refused the boy unless the boy would pay for it. The child went home, collected all his savings, and came back and purchased the boat. As he left the store, the storekeeper heard the boy say, "You're mine. You're doubly mine. I made you. I bought you. You belong to me." Christ paid the price for our sin with his own blood, and we now belong to him. Salvation is free, but if anything, it's not cheap. It cost the Son of God his life at Calvary. I'd like to close, if I could, with a poem. And this is motivated from the heart. This is by M.S. Lauders. I'll try my best to read it for you. Motivated from the heart. We can do all the right things and be eloquent in what we say. But if we don't have love in our hearts, what we do and say is in vain. We can give everything to those in need, even sacrifice all of our time. But if we don't have God's love inside, it's as if our faith is blind. The only motivation we should have is God's compassionate heart. To really have God's mercy and grace for the many lost in the dark. Touch us again with your love and a desire for the lost, to show them that there is a better way to lead them to Jesus' cross. So they too may be deeply touched with your saving grace, O Lord, and know the missing link is you, the key that unlocks the door. For you have reconciled us, Lord, back to our Father above, to have meaningful relationships and receive his eternal love. So may our walk be blameless, Lord, reflecting who you are. Let nothing we do in vain, but be motivated from the heart.
Amen.
So I close today. I just want to say, Lord, each day I ask for all of us, as we stand and look in that mirror, to be able to see clearly that changes are taking place. That we can see clearly, Lord, that you are doing a work in us. You created a masterpiece. It's just sometimes it is like that lump of clay, like in Carolyn's picture at the beginning. It has to be molded. It has to be shaped. It has to be formed in the image that you create. Lord, don't let us create our own image. We will end up looking like an abstract Picasso, askew, not really looking that well. Just our whole mind, our whole heart, everything that we do will be not right. We ask you, Lord, that each day as we step away from that mirror, that we know when we come back tomorrow morning to shave or whatever we need to do to put on the makeup, or that we look real hard and look real close and look right into our own eyes and see that spark of love. We see that change going on. We see that inside we are a masterpiece. put together more increment than any Rolex watch or any expensive timepiece that's ever been made, because we've been made by the master himself, the one that created the universe. We've been made to be in his image. Help us, Lord. Help us each day to get closer and closer to that reflection, looking back, which will look like you, Jesus Christ. Amen.